Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the violence with Black Lives Matter and the rioting in Minnesota and it's spreading to other cities, especially the Northwest, is just overwhelming, and it's all over a punk. Did he deserve to die? I have no idea. I'm not a judge. I'm not God. The policeman obviously herself said she made mistakes. I guess he didn't deserve to die. I guess he deserved a taser and nothing more. I don't know. I just think all of us are wasting our breath debating when a nice kid is shot. Show me a kid who's an A-plus student who's on his way to Harvard, and the police shoot him for no reason. I'll be on the same protest line with you. And if he's black, I couldn't care less. If he's white, couldn't care less. Chinese, couldn't care less. Whatever he is, when the cops shoot a nice kid who says, "Yes, sir, no, sir, you're right, sir, I shouldn't have been speeding, sir, I'm sorry my tags were expired, sir," and then the cops shoot that kid for no reason, I'll be on the lines with you. But that's not what happened, and it's never what happens. Someone needs to teach these kids who are pulled over by police, not just kids, these people who are pulled over by police. There's plenty of adults that are involved in police confrontations. There is no confrontation if you just say, "Yes, sir, no, sir, I respect you, sir, whatever you want, sir." Worry about later. Maybe you'll sue them later. Maybe you'll go to the newspaper later if you think it was racism. But the reality is, in every single case, it's a person with a criminal record, it's a person who's done bad things, it's a person who's fighting with the police, it's a person who's pulling a knife on the police, it's a person charging the police and trying to grab their gun, or it's a person breaking free when they're about to be cuffed for an outstanding warrant who's committed serious crimes. And when they try and run, they get shot. I mean, they're going to their car. How do you know they don't have a gun in the car to kill you? Or they're going to their car to drive and get into a car chase and kill an innocent family at the next red light. I just think it's a waste of precious breath to argue over people like this. To argue over criminals. Doesn't matter if they're black. He happened to be black. This was not a black-white incident. That's a lie. He just happened to be black. The more important thing is he had an outstanding warrant for a violent crime. And he got shot, and I think, to me, it looks like, and I'm no expert, by an incompetent cop. You know, you say it's a terrible, stressful situation, and I don't like to criticize till I've walked a mile in their shoes, and you've been in that exact incident. But if you're trained well, and she was a training officer, a TO, training a rookie, how could you make a rookie mistake and grab the gun instead of the taser, number one? And number two, much more important than that, how are you cuffing a guy and you let him get away? That's what led to all this. If he never got away, this never would have happened. He'd be alive. So it's an incompetent cop situation as well. But I feel bad because it's hard. It's a tough job. And it's split-second decisions, life or death. And you got to decide, am I going home tonight to see my family or is he going home to see his family? And I know it usually falls to, I'm going home to see my family. It should. Everyone should protect themselves. You're going to get it to the point that where every cop quits, there's going to be no more cops. The cops that do stay out of goodwill to save your community, they're going to make the wrong decision knowing that they'll go to jail or knowing that they'll be killed by a mob, knowing that the city will burn because of their actions. They're going to hesitate just 1 second, and a bad guy's going to kill them. And then the cop's dead, and you wonder why the cop's dead. Because you made him dead. Your BLM protests, your Antifa protests, your liberal politicians, your Al Sharptons, your Jesse Jacksons, you made him dead. His eyes, instead of his life flashing, it was all the bad things that could happen to him and his family if he shoots a person because they're black. I'm sorry, folks. Black or white, you commit a crime, police shouldn't hesitate. They have to do what they have to do to arrest you and protect the public and protect themselves. But now they're going to hesitate every time, and they're going to get shot and killed, like the cop in New Mexico over the weekend. Highway cop pulled over a guy, if you didn't see it. Guy turns out to be a drug dealer. On his way to a drug deal, he didn't know that, of course. Cop talked very nice to him, very professional, very genuine, really good cop. Treated the guy really nice, then all of a sudden he says, wait a minute, is that a gun? Sir, do me a favor, hand me the gun. I don't feel comfortable talking to you with a gun openly displayed right next to you. And the guy says, okay, and he gets out of the car with the gun, and instead of handing it to him, he shoots the cop dead. This just happened. You don't think the cop in Minnesota knew about that video? You don't think every cop knew about that video? Of course they did. And so, of course they're not giving everyone the benefit of the doubt. When you break free for them, well, they're putting cuffs on you, and you're wanted for a violent crime, there's a chance you're going to get shot and killed. Developing news right now, BLM mob forms outside Brooklyn Center Police Department chanting, whose streets are streets? Third consecutive day, a BLM crowd has shown up to the police department to protest the shooting death of Duante Reed. I think I've been calling him Dwayne Reed. It's Duante. Duante Reed. We now know that Duante Reed was a dangerous man who threatened to shoot a woman and had a warrant out for his arrest. Wait, more than shoot a woman, he tried to choke a woman. National Guard arrived at Brooklyn Center Police Department earlier today in anticipation of violence. So now we've got, you know, all over the country more violence and looting and rioting. Brooklyn Center Police gave several dispersal orders before deploying crowd control munitions to push back on the BLM mob last night. The mob got riled up again, looting a local Dollar Tree store. And then the sound of gunshots were heard on live streams. And rioters started to destroy a city. And you know what's interesting? Dollar Tree Stores, the corporate parent, I believe gave a big contribution to Black Lives Matter. And maybe they did it out of the goodness of their heart, misguided as that is. Maybe they did it because they really believe in the cause, as misguided as that is. Or maybe they did it just because they were hoping black crowds would not burn down their stores if there are more riots to come. Well, guess what? You failed on every count. Because they did burn down your store. Or at least they did loot your store. Excuse me. In this case, they looted your store. Unlike in Minneapolis when they burned down every store. Burned down block after block after block, the mobs. The BLM mobs. Just incredible stuff. Incredible stuff going on all over the country. Unrest in the streets. I thought it was Trump's fault there was unrest in the streets. Now it turns out that I guess it's Biden's fault too. And now they're gonna arrest the officer. They're gonna indict the officer. It seems absolute. And then you've got and this is not just like a Wayne Root issue, who's a conservative and white. It is a liberal issue. Jason Whitlock is a black sports columnist. He's defiant after Twitter locks him out for criticizing the BLM founders' ritzy home purchases. Unbelievable. Sports columnist Jason Whitlock said he would not comply with Twitter's demand to remove a tweet criticizing a BLM co-founder's purchase of an expensive home. After they locked him out of his account, Whitlock, who is black, took a dig at Patrice Cullors on Friday after she reportedly bought a $1.4 million home in Topanga Canyon. That's in the L.A. and Malibu area. That's right near where I used to live. I actually lived in Topanga for a little while and then moved to Malibu. Only 1.4% of the residents are black, by the way. Where'd you get the money from? Black Lives Matter, I guess, matters. Some Black Lives Matter more than others. The founders of Black Lives Matter are getting very rich. She's with her people, Whitlock wrote sarcastically, with a link to a story about Cullors purchase from celebrity blog Dirt.com, celebrity blog site Dirt.com. Despite the story not including address, and despite the fact that other outlets had reported Cullors' new home, including the New York Post, Whitlock was told Friday he had violated Twitter's rules against publishing private information. I'm still in Twitter jail because I won't post bail, he wrote in an interview on YouTube. I'm not sure if I'm going to post bail. We did nothing wrong. I'm not going to go post Twitter bail when I did nothing wrong. He posted his tweet because he found Cutler's conduct hypocritical, given her self-proclaimed Marxist beliefs and her apparent desire to live in a majority white area in spite of the movement she founded. He joked he couldn't delete the tweet to begin his 12-hour sentence anyway, since it had already been removed by Twitter. Whitlock hasn't tweeted since Friday and said he's going to wait and see how the story plays out. Cullors, who has called capitalism evil, has two other homes in the L.A. area and has reportedly bought four houses for $3.2 million in the past year. Whitlock is a longtime critic, by the way. The Black Lives Matter movement said it was a hustle, and its leaders are not promoting anything real. I'm not going to wallow in victimhood like they like to do. Anyway, that's the story. It's so amazing. There's a YouTube channel he was talking on. The guy's name is Curtis Schoon, YouTube channel. And Schoon said she's a grifter. That's what she is, a grifter. These people are just, these liberals, they're all the same. I have a great friend, and the great friend is a big conservative and listens to the show every day, but he's got a daughter. And the daughter is a big shot in Hollywood. And she just bought a multi-million dollar home, and when he asks her, what do you consider yourself, she says, I'm a socialist. How can you be a socialist if you have a multi-million dollar home? How is that possible? Can someone tell me that? And the answer is, it's all a lie. You're all a bunch of lying frauds, hypocrites, communists. And by the way, this happens every day in communism. In communist countries, everybody's poor, everyone's miserable, everyone's under the thumb of the big brother police. But at the very top, there's a few people that are best friends of the communist dictator, and they're all rich. And they've all got many beautiful homes and money in the bank and concubines of women. It's an incredible thing, communism. Pretty good for some people. It's a racket.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership, competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you drowning in debt?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Asset Strategies. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year, but that's great news. Thank your lucky stars. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Consider it a gift that gold is down for the year. It won't be down for long. The numbers are insane. The spending is insane. The U.S. dollar is weakening. Unimaginable $28 trillion of debt getting worse by the minute. And so many trillions more coming in stimulus. And free health care for illegals and paying for the illegals at the border and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions on the Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and Asset Strategies comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they'll get you a one-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. 800-831-0007. 800-831-0007. Tell them War sent you. Or go to AssetStrategies.com. They will take great care of you and roll out the red carpet. I promise you that. So let's make sure you know we're going to take some calls. Trying to get the phone number here, and everything's dropping. There went my cell phone. The phone number is 833-927-8255. Obviously, I know by heart 833-WAR-TALK, but I always go to look what the numerical backup is. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We'll take your calls. Lots of things to talk about. Mostly, I think today what you'll be talking about, you know, the big issues will be what's going on in Minnesota and in Portland, Oregon, and other cities around the country, the rioting, the looting, the burning, oh, my God, it's racism because you shoot someone who is, yeah, he's black, but he's also a criminal. So I don't care that he's black. That he's a serious criminal. That he had a warrant out for his arrest for attempted aggravated robbery charges after choking a woman and holding her at gunpoint for her money, her rent money. After he'd spent the night with her, by the way. You can understand what I'm talking about, spent the night, right? He went over there for a booty call, and then in the morning, he robs her. Oh, my God. Nice guy. Great guy. That's the kind of guy you want to just, you know, fight in the streets for. Burn down buildings for. Loot. Get a new TV for. None of these people looting care about this guy. Nobody cares about him. No one cares about Jontay Wright or Jontay Wright. They care about a new TV. This is their chance to get a new TV set, new refrigerator, new washer dryer, new clothes. And then Rashida Tlaib calls for complete anarchy. She demands no more police or prisons following this kid's death. Here's her tweet. It wasn't an accident. Wasn't an accident. Wasn't an accident. Policing in our country is inherently and intentionally racist. Jontay Wright was met with aggression and violence. I'm done with those who condone government-funded murder. No more policing, incarceration, or militarization. It can't be reformed. Oh, so the headline was actually incorrect. She doesn't just say no more police or prison. She says no more military, I guess. No more militarization. Can't have military either. I trust that she's going to defend us. And by the way, Black Lives Matter rioters vandalized a Portland church. If you're at all religious, I hope you feel good about that. They vandalized the First Covenant Church in Portland. Because again, just like when, you know, when a guy is shot by the police, you think unfairly, it's your right to steal TVs. It's also your right to vandalize churches. Guy gets shot, let's vandalize a church. Why don't you just, you know, kill a priest while you're at it? Is that really what you think would make things equal? To kill an innocent person? I'm sure you want to kill the police officer who did it. Except that police officer is a good lady who was on the force for many years, was a training officer, and was probably scared for her life and reached for the wrong gun. Can I tell you? But I'm not so sure that what happened was something you'd get mad at anyway, because he was a bad guy. With that kind of an outstanding violent warrant, and you were arresting him, putting him under arrest, and he gets out from his... You know, you're putting the cuffs on him, he gets out, and he runs to his car. You don't know what he's going to do when he gets to the car. It's the same thing that happened that time. Wasn't it Atlanta? Was it Atlanta where we had a nationwide rioting because the guy was fighting with police and pulled a knife on them and tried to kill him and ran to his car, and the police assumed he was going to get a gun, and the cop shot him in the back as he was holding on to him as the guy was getting in his car. Was that Milwaukee or was that Atlanta? I can't even remember anymore. There's been so many incidents through the last year, here or there. Scorecard is just, there's too many holes on the scorecard, right? It's 18 holes of golf. It's ridiculous. You can't remember every one of the holes. All I could tell you is all of these people have the same thing in common. They're bad people. They have terrible criminal records. They're doing something terrible to the police. And then they're shocked they get shot.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden will announce the way forward in Afghanistan tomorrow. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the president has long believed the United States has been in Afghanistan way too long.
The president has been consistent in his view that there's not a military solution to Afghanistan.
Biden is expected to announce plans to remove all remaining U.S. forces from the war-torn nation by September 11th of this year. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is being asked to reassign the case of Dante Wright to the state attorney general's office. Wright was shot and killed by police during a traffic stop just outside of Minneapolis on Sunday. The Twin Cities remain on edge, and 40 people were arrested Monday night for riots and looting that took place. There is no curfew on Tuesday night. Charges could be filed against the officer involved on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the Roots, Energized Health event coming up on Saturday. I want to make sure I give double duty to this because it's a big event. I will be the centerpiece of the event. Wayne Allyn Root, along with John Jubilee and his lovely wife, Chelsea Jubilee, founders of Jubilee Company's amazing health program called Energized Health. And it's all happening this Saturday, April 17th, 10:30 in the morning to 12 noon. It's just an hour and a half here in Las Vegas at the Ahern Hotel, 300 West Sahara Avenue. Join me so I talk to you about, you know, my health revelations with Energized Health. And John and Chelsea will tell you about thousands of people who have had the same results. And they're bringing along quite a few people in the Vegas area who are fans of Wayne Root, who listen to this show, who joined Energized Health and changed their lives. I know there's quite a few stories of people who lost like half of themselves over the last 6 months. I mean, that's incredible. You know, they were like 340 pounds, and now they weigh 200, almost half of themselves. And I think a few of them are coming to this event, and you'll see the before and after pictures. You'll also see the Wayne Root before and after, which is kind of amazing because I was never fat, but I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. And Andrew Paul, my producer, lost 38 pounds of inner body fat. And Andrew was skinny as a beanpole, right? Or is it a tadpole? Is it a beanpole or a tadpole? I don't know. Beanpole. There we go. That's the famous saying. Skinny as a beanpole. I mean, just a really skinny guy, and he lost 38 pounds of inner body fat. I didn't know I had 25 pounds of fat on me. He didn't know he had 38 pounds of fat on him. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle. I think he gained 7 pounds of muscle. So it's really kind of amazing. Not even kind of. It's just amazing. How do you come to this event? It's 10:30 a.m. this Saturday, Ahern Hotel, 300 West Sahara, Las Vegas. And you go to energizedhealth.com. You click on live events to register. It's free. It's not costing you anything to check it out and make your own decision. So now you get a real educated decision on what this thing is about and if it could change your life. And I think it can. I most definitely am a witness that it can. I'm a testimonial that it can. Go to energizedhealth.com, click on live events to register or give them a call and just cut to the chase and join. Get 40% off when you mention Wayne Root, 888-444-8895. All right, so news stories. Minnesota police chief resigns after reporters rebuke him for calling a riot a riot. So, the Minnesota police officer shot and killed a black man Sunday during a traffic stop, along with the police chief who supervised her and the department, have both resigned today after nights of rioting and looting rocked their community. In the wake of the state's latest officer-involved shooting, in a resignation letter, Officer Kim Porter wrote, "I believe it is in the best interest of the community, the department, and my fellow officers if I resign immediately." Shortly after the union announced Potter's resignation, Kim Potter's resignation, Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott told reporters Chief Tim Gannon had also handed in his letter of resignation. The developments come after trouble broke out again during a second night of protests outside police headquarters. Gannon's decision to step down as the police chief comes after he was drawn into the backlash after his handling of a press briefing this week where he made the mistake of characterizing a riot as a riot. As Chief Gannon was suffering the blowback for what would become a career-ending error, constitutional lawyer Jonathan Shirley shared some thoughts on the longstanding effort of many in the media to avoid referring to rioting in states like Minnesota and Oregon, where violent demonstrations against police brutality have often spilled over into wanton violence. Even with rioting and looting in full view, in the last couple nights, the networks continue to refer to protests, or at most, protests turn violent. It appears Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon never got the memo. As Turley recalls, the chief was scolded for calling the widespread rioting a riot. Gannon was briefing reporters when he used the dreaded R word. He was asked by a reporter, "What was your decision to issue a dispersal order while they were peacefully protesting in front of the police station?" Gannon responded by saying, "Just that everybody's clear, I was front and center at the protest, at the riot. That led to one person to object, 'Don't do that,' and another exclaiming, 'There was no riot.'" These are members of the press. And Gannon was not inclined to yield to the word police. "It was," he said. the officers that were putting themselves in harm's way were being pelted with frozen cans of pop. They were being pelted with concrete blocks. And yes, we had our helmets on, and we had other protection and gear, but an officer was injured, hit in the head with a brick. So we had to make decisions. We had to disperse the crowd because we cannot allow our officers to be harmed. I was front and center at the riot. And a reporter says, there was no riot. And Gannon says, there was. The rest is authored by Jonathan Turley, the famous lawyer, in a post entitled, Don't Do That. Reporters tell police chief not to use the term riot. The scene was reminiscent of last year when Craig Melvin, an MSNBC host and co-anchor of Today, tweeted a guide that the images on the ground are not to be described as rioting, but rather protests. He noted, this will guide our reporters in Minnesota. While the situation on the ground in Minneapolis is fluid and there has been violence, it is most accurate at this time to describe what's happening as protests, not riots. And then, on the opposite side, there's a clear effort in the media to not refer to the January 6th violence as a riot as opposed to an insurrection. Well, no, not as a riot. I think it's just a protest. January 6th wasn't a riot or an insurrection. It was a protest. And then the protesters were asked by the police to come into the Capitol building. It's just so bizarre what's happening to our country. And while I'm not a guy who, you know, wants to get into vaccines as the big issue on this show, it's not a show about vaccines, and I don't want to be the one who tells you not to get vaccines. And I don't tell you, by the way, and haven't told you not to get vaccines. I've told you my personal decision is to wait and to see what happens. And it was a brilliant decision because now I've seen a lot of people have died after getting the vaccine. Here are the stories. Here are the headlines today. CDC probing the death of a woman who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. 45-year-old woman from Virginia had gotten the shot early last month, went to the hospital 2 weeks later with severe headache and bleeding on the brain. The victim was intubated and died the next day, according to the FDA and the CDC's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Both agencies on Tuesday announced they were recommending the Johnson & Johnson vaccine be temporarily yanked from use amid concerns over potentially deadly blood clotting. Six women in the U.S. between the ages of 18 and 48 developed clots after getting the shot, with one dying and another in critical condition. In response, the White House said federally run vaccine centers would not be administering the shots for now, and state, cities, and pharmacies soon followed suit. Phew. The Virginia death was reported to the CDC's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And you go, I can hear you talking now, a liberal saying, but Wayne, that's just one dead woman. Okay. Pfizer's experimental mRNA vaccine takes out famous CNN legal analyst who celebrated the vaccine. A celebrity legal analyst named Midwin Charles passed away after receiving Pfizer's COVID vaccine. She joins thousands of other people who have reportedly died within days and weeks after getting their experimental COVID vaccines. Midwin Charles passed away at the age of 47. She was a regular contributor to CNN and MSNBC. She received her first dose of Pfizer's experimental mRNA vaccine on March 1st and was quick to promote the vaccines on social media. On her Twitter, she boasted about the efficiency of the vaccination process and encouraged others to line up and do their part, saying, quote, let's do this. No doubt CNN would report her death as a coincidence when encouraging others to keep taking the COVID vaccine. In the first 3 months since launching the COVID vaccines, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System has recorded over 228 cases of anaphylactic shock after people got the COVID vaccines. According to a social media post, Midwin Charles carried an EpiPen to her vaccine appointments as a precaution. After praising the vaccination, she admitted she was deathly allergic to peanuts. She said she carried an EpiPen to the vaccination clinic in case I went into anaphylactic shock. Medical authorities encourage people with pre-existing allergies and autoimmune conditions to have an EpiPen on hand during and after the COVID vaccination. So why the hell would you go? She did not suffer an anaphylactic attack up front, but her body did experience mild symptoms, fatigue and soreness in the arm. On her Instagram account, she did report shortness of breath. That was a sign of more serious issues to come. Now she's dead. Another headline. Canada confirms first case of deadly blood clots tied to AstraZeneca jab. So rather than go through all of this, I just wanted you to know my thoughts. My thoughts are, you're crazy if you don't wait. There's no rush to get it, especially for anyone under the age of 65, because you have almost zero chance of dying of COVID. Why would a person who has no chance, almost literally zero, anybody under 50 is literally zero, statistically zero chance of dying. And that doesn't even include the fact that we have studies that show vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, quercetin, selenium, melatonin, very effective in boosting your immune system. And that doesn't include the amazing studies by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, comes on our show and will tell you hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak knocks it right out. There's no need for the deaths, none. So why is there a need for the vaccine? Until you see, wait, I'm not telling you not to take it. Wait, just watch. See what happens. If most people are fine, it's okay. But there have been deaths. There have been lots of EpiPens needed, lots of anaphylactic shock, lots of adverse medical reactions. And I'm just telling you to be careful. And don't jump into it because the government tells you everything's fine. By the way, it was the government today, the United States government, the White House, and the CDC that all got together, or maybe it's the FDA. I think it was the FDA and the CDC. Got together and said, let's suspend the Johnson & Johnson shot. How many millions of people have gotten the Johnson & Johnson shot? Let's suspend the Johnson & Johnson shot out of abundance of caution, because quite a few people have gotten blood clots and several have died. Wayne Root said, wait.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge. Instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them War sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
I read you that list, I think it was yesterday on the show. Yeah, it had to be yesterday because yesterday was Monday. Before that, it was the weekend. So yesterday I read you that list of all the countries that have voter ID in place. Basically every country in the world, except us. We're the dumbest country in the world. I always tell you I love America, but we are the dumbest country in the world. We don't have voter ID. We let Democrats control our lives. We let them tell us that nobody needs to identify themselves to vote. The latest poll, 62% of voters, including 59% of black voters, say voter ID laws do not discriminate. Majority of likely voters, according to Rasmussen, majority of black voters do not believe voter ID laws discriminate. Prominent leftists across the board, from President Biden to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to, of course, former President Obama, have described basic election integrity measures, such as the recent law signed in Georgia, as forms of suppression. Schumer went as far as deeming state election integrity efforts one of the greatest threats we have to modern democracy in America. Some of these voter suppression laws in Georgia and other Republican states smack of Jim Crow. It's 160 years since the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments abolished slavery. And Jim Crow still seems to be with us, Schumer said. President Biden referred to election integrity efforts pursued by GOP state legislators as un-American and sick and making Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle, whatever the hell that means. That's the brain-dead moron in the White House who's fallen and can't get up. I've fallen on the stairs and I can't get up, Mommy! That's Joe Biden. However, the vast majority of U.S. likely voters disagree with this Democrat narrative. The people they're defending don't agree with them. They don't think requiring valid photo ID to vote is discriminatory in nature. Do laws requiring photo ID at the polls discriminate against some voters? Rasmussen asked in a survey taken April 11th through 12th, 1,000 likely U.S. voters. A majority, 62%, said no. Only 29% said yes. 9% didn't know. 59% of black voters agree that requiring photo ID is not discriminatory. Whew. Opinions are divided along party lines. 79% of Republicans say voter ID not discriminatory. Compared to the plurality of Democrats, 46% have disagreed. But 43% of Democrats said voter ID is not discriminatory. Unbelievable. And that's, you know, I said that to someone the other day. A friend of mine said he wrote an article defending the Georgia election integrity law, right? And I said, the way you just described it, it sucks. I don't even support it. Not because it's discriminatory, because it didn't do enough. It did almost nothing. It's watered down pablum bullspit. But it declares that photo ID is necessary. Right? And just because of that, they're all against it. You know why? Because even if you do nothing else, if that's all you do, I promise you, if that's all you do, Republicans will win elections. If you just match up people's IDs with people who voted, we will win most elections. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show is my War Raw podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. That's my weekend podcast, by the way. And then each day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I've got a podcast as well, the War Raw podcast, available at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. I got this email from a fan today, Kenny. Wayne, shouldn't the first topic of conversation regarding the border be cutting off the free crap, I'll say, he said a different word, the free crap to those who enter this country? To say we want to secure the border, but if you sneak in, we'll give you free crap is insanity. As long as any immigrant gets free crap, it will never end. Why should any immigrant get free crap? And that's what I've always said. Thank you, Kenny. That's what I've always said. That it makes no sense that I can't get free crap, but you give it to illegals. It makes no sense. It makes no sense you'd say someone should be allowed to come to our country who wasn't born in our country, and they decide out of the blue they want to come here and they want to work. That's fine. But if they want to come here and they want to collect welfare, that's not fine. That money comes from you and me. And I warned you about Biden and Russia and China. I warned you about that. I said that they were going to attack, especially China with Taiwan, and Biden is going to be powerless to do anything, or he's going to overreact and World War III is going to start. It's going to be one of those two. I'm not sure yet what Biden's reaction is going to be. He's owned by China, and yet he doesn't want to look like he's owned by China, so he could start World War III just to make sure that people don't, he doesn't go down in history as the guy who was bought and paid for and owned by the Chinese Communist Party. But Russia and China tell weakling Biden at the same time to stay out of Crimea and Taiwan, and they warn him of playing with fire. Russia and China no doubt know that Biden is weak and corrupt. They also likely have all sorts of evidence to use as blackmail on him. They know that less than half of Americans voted for Biden. He's not well-liked. Some people hate him. Comes as no surprise they're feeling bold enough to attack the weak leader. On Tuesday, Russia's deputy foreign minister warned President Joe Biden's administration against getting involved in Ukraine amid Russian forces massing on the Ukrainian border. Also on Tuesday, China's foreign ministry warned the Biden administration against getting involved in Taiwan. We warned the United States it'll be better for them to stay far away from Crimea and our Black Sea coast. It will be for their own good. And then the Chinese said, you're playing with fire by interacting with Taiwan. Biden's a weakling with dementia who doesn't know what he's doing anymore. He's a puppet. Obama's the real president. Behind him is the Chinese Communist Party, the Mexican drug cartel, and George Soros. That's who's running our country. We'll see you tomorrow. I keep telling it like it is. I hope you'll keep tuning in to listen.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.